Darlene. So I agree with a lot that's been said, but also wanted to perhaps steer the conversation back to the desired input in terms of design standards. If you look at it from an outsider, the Historic Conservation District is an artificial overlay. There are historic things on the Lehigh campus. There are historic things outside of the district. And if you're coming into town, you don't know and understand that that's an artificial boundary. So, for example, you could look at Southside Commons and say, oh, that's innovative and that's modern and it's new, but it's abutting the historic district. And I think that's exactly the flavor we want to have. We want to have some new overlay and some new development on top of the old while preserving it. In general, zoning codes are regressive. And what we may want to do is think about being progressive. And in many ways, the history and benefit of what South Bethlehem has done, and if you'll allow me, I'll do a short history of my 20 years here, that we began with HCC that came as a result of Wendy's and CVS, for example. And then we migrated into the TIF that really built the infrastructure. Then the TIF expired, if any of you read that over the weekend. That gave us the power, it gave us the infrastructure to do great things. We then moved on and we did the Vision 2020, 2012, I believe. And that was the fly-through, first fly-through I'd done. Sasaki did the work. And gosh darn, didn't some streetlights reappear? And we have continuity of streetlights that go all the way through the south side of Bethlehem. These are wonderful things. So what we have now is a position of strength. And we've continued to do that with Southside Ambassadors and now the Southside Arts District. And we have created a success. We've also at the same time done some big parking. And I'd submit that we've also done the most recent thing with the requirement of a commercial on first floor. So we're trying to create a mass and we're trying to create vibrancy. Now, we didn't do the one-way pairing. That would have been a traffic throughput component in my mind. But what we need to do going forward from my perspective, and I grant that it's only one, is celebrate our successes, continue to do the things that we have done, and then maybe think a little bit differently about the component that Esther talked about. Palace Row has a deep history. And then think about some of the blemishes we have. So what, for example, can we do to push out the industrial base that's right in the most important real estate district that we have right by Perkins, right? That is really, really critical. That's not necessarily a zoning issue. That's a management issue. But how can we make those things happen that give us some opportunities for throughput? There are lots of initiatives underway that need to be folded in together. There's the state's desire to change the Hill to Hill Bridge. And how does that impact our study? I was fortunate enough to go to that input. Right, so these are big things happening. We've got the Lehigh New Street Corridor that will add a pedestrian component that makes our walking district in adds to the greenway. So I'd suggest that maybe part of what we're wanting to talk about is not an HCC overlay that's very particular to a particular place, but rather design standards. And rather than being regressive and saying what we can't do, maybe we can say what we can do. So, for example, the historic federal tax credit has been relaxed. It's no longer as powerful as it used to be. If it were more powerful, we'd do better. The historic tax credits that come out of Harrisburg are very weak. I think we do $3 million for the entire state. If we had a program that enriched historic tax credits, we could do better and the market would take care of preserving the history. Similarly, if you go to Philadelphia, you get additional FAR, floor area ratio, for doing high sustainable buildings, right? So can't we, instead of orchestrating and dictating what we can't do, think about how we can do more by creating incentives that allow the market to take care of the buildings and continue the vibrancy and flexibility that South Bethlehem has that I, for one, think is absolutely refreshing, and that as we go through a call like this with some negative comments, we really remember that we've got great problems. These are great problems to have, and part of it is the city's forward thinking in I don't remember, Darlene, where the money came from to fund this, but it's at exactly a critical time to have this type of conversation.
Mm-hmm.